is the same as Zorbi, as O, as S, A, M, space, A, L, with a D, O, B, I, dictating for Dr. Anna Sobe, date of dictation, 24 January 2013, patient name, Jeffrey Matthews, G, E, double F, E, R, Y, space, M, A, T, H, E, W, S, date of birth, 5-3-1962, primary care physician, none, next paragraph, cardiology clinic note, next paragraph, reason for visit, follow up, next paragraph, dear colleague, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Matthews, who you know is a very pleasant 50-year-old male who presented with past medical history significant for diabetes mellitus. He came to our clinic today as a follow-up patient. Next paragraph. On today's visit, he is having a chest pain on the right side, not radiating, not associated with the shortness of breath, chronic cough for the last 2 months, non-productive. He also complained of general body fatigue, bilateral leg swelling, and weight loss for the last 2 months. He lost 20 pounds associated with the night sweating and chills. The patient was admitted to the South Shore Hospital last month and diagnosed as pneumonia and started antibiotic. CT scan of the chest done during his hospitalization visit showed white lung mass. The patient denies any dyspnea on exertion, orthopnea, paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, or palpitation. There is no syncope, dizziness, lightheaded, or visual changes. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, past surgical history, non-contributory. Next paragraph, social history. The patient is a smoker for the last 4 years. He used to smoke one pack per day. He denied alcohol or intravenous drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history. His mother has hypertensive and diabetes. His mother used to have TB, also history of the coronary artery disease, and she died of cancer. Next paragraph, allergies, not known to have any drug allergy. Next paragraph, current medications, Percocet, 10, 325 mg, BRN, oxycodone, 30 mg, ferrous sulfate, 375 mg BID, azithromycin, 500 mg, brilosec, 20 mg BID, Lyrica, 75 mg 3 times a day, insulin, 55 units. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs on today's visit, blood pressure is 109/74, and the pulse is 92, the weight 155, height 5 feet and 10 inches. Please type down the template of the normal CVS exam. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigation, stress test done on December 20, 2012, and the impression was normal bladder and spect myovue perfusion myocardial scan following administration of the Ruggie scan, left ventricular ejection fraction is 67. Chest CT scan thoracic with contrast done on December 20, 2012, impression, right upper lobe infiltration and atelic change extended to the right helium with approximately 6 cm heterogeneous appearing mass is present extending into the mediastinum area of leucency within the mass suggest possible necrosis and additional 2 cm mass density is present laterally in the right upper lobe that could reflect neoblastic process versus atelectasis and small subcarinal lymph nodes. CBC laboratory test done on 1/21/2013 and showed WBC 11.8, RBC 3.89, hemoglobin 9.6, hematocrit 31.2, platelet count 451, sodium 138, potassium 4.9, chloride 94, glucose 62, PUN 16, creatinine 1.45, number 4, lower extremity venous doublet bilateral, done on January 7, 2013, and the impression was there was no evidence of acute or chronic deep or superficial venous thrombosis identified. Number 5, pulmonary function test done on 1/22/2013, and the interpretation was the combination of the obstruction, hyperinflation, and decreased diffusion capacity suggests significant emphysema. There is no significant improvement in flow following bronchodilators. The specific conductance is reduced. The flow volume loops configuration demonstrate expiratory cuffing. Interpretation by Najia Huda, MD. Okay. Number 6. Just to view the frontal and lateral X-ray. The impression was interval increase in the eclectic change in the right upper lobe as well as mass density in the right halar region. Number 7. Echocardiographic report. Echo. And the conclusion 1/16/2013, and the conclusion was overall left ventricular systolic function is low to normal with an ejection fraction between 50 and 55%. The systolic filling pattern indicates impaired relaxation. There is a trace mitral regurgitation, mild tricuspid regurgitation present. There is mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension. The inferior vena cava is dilated with the poor inspiration collapse, which is consistent with elevated right atrial pressure. Brainstem MRI done on January 21, 2013, and the impression there is no evidence of an intracranial metastasis or acute intracranial bursis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease evaluation. This patient is not known to have any coronary artery disease. He came today complaining of the chest pain, cough, fatigue, weight loss, and bilateral leg swelling. He had an echocardiogram, and the conclusion was overall left ventricular systolic is low to normal with the ejection fraction between 50 to 55%, with impaired relaxation and a trace mitral regurgitation and mild tricuspid regurgitation and mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension. The inferior vena cava is dilated with the poor inspiration collapse, which is consistent with the elevated right atrial pressure. Number 2, venous insufficiency. The patient came to the clinic today complaining of the leg swelling. We ordered venous ultrasound to assess for venous insufficiency. Number 3, lung mass evaluation. The patient today came to the clinic complaining of the chronic cough, non-productive, with chest pain, weight loss of 20 pounds in 2 months, with general fatigue and anemia from previous CBC count done in the hospital. We ordered to refer to the Karmanos Institute with Dr. Sobani for the cancer evaluation. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. Mathweez. We will see Mr. Mathweez back in 2 months. Our phone number has been provided for him to call with any questions or concern. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue seeing his primary care for the continuity of the care. Sincerely, Hussam Zobi, medical student, dictating for Dr. Anas Abed. This is the end of the dictation.